NPRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Lacey with PR Web Podcast, and today it's my pleasure to be joined by Esther Koch. Esther is a gerontologist and elder care advisor. Esther, welcome to PR Web Podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Lacey. I'm happy to be here.
And it's a pleasure to have you here, Esther. Can you start by telling me a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, certainly. Probably most importantly for the topic we're going to talk about today, which is the Medicare prescription drug annual election period, is the fact that I am a Medicare Aging Network partner with the Administration on Aging and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid for this prescription drug program. In addition, I am a Stanford MBA and a CPA, a former chief financial officer, and was with Pricewaterhouse in the tax department. And actually, in many respects, I think of the Medicare prescription drug program as tax code. So I was able to sift through it easier than some, and I'm going to share some secrets on it today.
Great. And Esther, as you said, you're here to talk about prescription drug programs and selecting the right program. But first, can you tell me about the upcoming annual election period for Medicare prescription drug programs? That starts on November 15th. So what does that mean?
That means that annually, from November 15th to December 31st, people that are in standalone prescription drug plans have the opportunity, and actually I consider it a requirement, to review the plan options and to determine what plan best fits their needs. And this applies to currently, there's some 17 million Medicare beneficiaries who are in standalone prescription drug plans who need to be making this decision. And there's probably another 3 million people who have no drug coverage, Medicare beneficiaries, who should be looking at this decision.
Great. And Esther, what tips can you share for those who need help selecting the right program?
Well, the first thing is it's very important that this really does need to be done annually. And that's because the plans that are available are changed on an annual basis. And also, your drugs may change on an annual basis. And when you're selecting a Medicare prescription drug plan, it's very different than any other decision that you made on an insurance plan. What you're really trying to do is find the plan where your set of drugs that you take most overlaps with the set of drugs called a formulary that the plan offers. So that's the first point. The second point is there's probably going to be about 50 plan options available to any person in most locales in the United States. There is no way you can do this manually by looking at plan documents. You need to get to the Drug Plan Finder, which is a very sophisticated web-based tool that is available at www.medicare.gov. Now we make sure that you do this annually. We make sure you get to the Drug Plan Finder. But now the issue is, who's going to do that? And a lot of seniors aren't web savvy. So I really feel it's very important that the boomer children be there to assist their parents with this decision making, that they should be the ones that should be helping them. And it's also an added benefit because then the children will understand their parents' medication, parents' health coverages, and their insurance coverage. It's really a way for boomers to be there for their parents. All that you need when you go to the Medicare.gov website is your parents' zip code, their drug names, the dosage information, and a 30-day supply. And what you're most interested in is finding what the total estimated annual cost of those drugs would be by plan. And this tool will actually sort those 50 plans from least expensive total annual cost to most expensive total annual cost. And I can tell you, you're going to get a range because plans may have different premiums. They may have different classifications of a drug. They may price a drug differently, different copays, different deductibles. So there's no way to incorporate those all together unless you get to the Drug Plan Finder. But what you need to look at it as is though it's your Christmas list of your drug set, or think of those as your gifts that you're buying, and you have 50 places to purchase them from. Assuming you can get them from the same place or the same pharmacy, which most likely you can, you really want to go where they're going to cost the least amount. So that's what you want to be looking for, the least, the lowest price total annual cost plans is what you should be looking for. And a lot of people are leaving money on the table. And in this economic time, this is some place that people can make some changes and save some money.
Esther, for those who would like to learn more, can you go ahead and share your website address and any other contact information?
Certainly. The company name is Encore Management, which is my company, provides personal and corporate advisory services and educational products to assist boomers with the range of issues associated with caring for their aging parent and also their own aging. The website is www.encoremgmt.com.
Great. We've been speaking today with Esther Koch, a gerontologist and elder care advisor. Esther, thank you so much for joining me here today and sharing those tips on selecting the right Medicare prescription drug program. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we look forward to doing so again very soon.
Well, thank you very much, Lacey.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.